Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, and we're out here at Big Iron, where in years past, John Nowatzky, NDSU Extension, Ag Machine Systems Specialist and Biosystems Engineer, has been the drone guy out here. And good to see you again, John.
All right. Thank you.
This year, though, you've kind of gone underground out in the field demos. You're looking at what drain tile does to the soil structure.
We are. And we have a demonstration out there, and our soil scientists and our irrigation engineer, drainage engineer are out there working. And I always find it interesting that if you want farmers to come, all you have to do is dig a hole in the ground, make a soil pit, and they come. It's amazing. We had lots of people out there the last 2 days.
Yeah, 6 years ago you put drain tile in out here at the south of the Big Iron Grounds. What did you discover this year?
The soil science, soils department at NDSU came out. What we did, first of all, we exposed two tiles, and they're 40 feet apart, and then we put a trench between the two so that people could see the difference, see what the difference is on soil structure and soil chemistry. The soils department came out and took soil samples every 5 feet between the tiles, and they found out that the salt content of the water was highest closest to the tiles and lower in between. And so I think what that means is the tile is doing its job. It's actually removing salts, but they're moving towards the tile. But this high clay soil, it's not something that happens in 1 year. It takes a few years to happen.
So maybe you should strip in some crops that are going to use up the salt, some of the alfalfa that'll do that or something.
Right, and maybe do some efforts, even cover crops, to put some taproot-type crops down.
Yeah.
We're going to follow it in years to come, too, to see what the impact of tile really is on soil.
All right. But back to the drones. You have a little unit that, we all think of drones as flying over the crop, but I don't know of anybody, but somebody has finally thought of flying a drone and getting a sensor down in the canopy.
Right. Yeah, we're working with a company. It's actually a startup company called Acre, and they're doing some things. Actually, they're doing some things with drones and with imagery. But they came up with this probe that it's a prototype probe that they've lent to us for us to do a little experimentation with. And what it does is it's designed with cameras on, three different cameras with a lot of different types of light, and it put it down into the canopy of the crop, whether it's wheat or soybeans or whatever. And it takes high-resolution imagery and then analyzes that imagery in real time to see what some of the issues are. Of course, you have to do a lot of machine learning teaching the computer system to understand, what those issues are. But we'll just use one example, and this is one that we're actually going to hopefully do some research on with next year, and that's to count aphids on soybeans. So the resolution of the imagery is high enough that you can actually have the computer tell them, this is an aphid, and then count the number of aphids, and then, of course, it'll know how many leaves are there, and we know approximately how many leaves are on a soybean plant when it's at a certain growth stage. So then we'll be able to make a prediction of the number of aphids on the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, NDSU uses a threshold, I think, of 200 or 220 aphids per plant. And so if you get to that, then you can recommend.
And I would assume that this is going to have an app, and so the agronomist or farmer could be standing or sitting in his pickup, and this unit will be flying the field, and it would tell him right on his phone or tablet that he's got a problem with aphids or soil moisture, something going on in the canopy.
Right, exactly. And right now we're going to be doing the research as a handheld probe, but we are putting it on a drone. Our objective is to put it on a drone during the coming growing season next year. And it basically is going to be a robotic sensor that goes out and monitors the field. You can, you could easily program the locations, say you want it to go out to 20 locations on your field and then come back and land and give you that information.
Let's show it on the radio. You're holding it here. Right. It kind of looks like a toy rocket about 3 feet long. On the nose, I would have guessed that that's the end that's going to go down and maybe sit on the soil and check the moisture.
Right. Yeah, there's really two parts to it. One is a computer part and a battery that, that processes the imagery. The other one is cameras. And right now it is, about 3 feet long, but we're going to get rid of the middle part and just use the cameras and the computer technology to attach that to the drone. And also, In addition to having this, it also has LIDAR built into it, which is basically a laser system that'll tell the computer how far it is from the ground. So if you know how high the canopy is, then if you want to go down, say, into that canopy 2 feet, the LIDAR will tell the computer where, it'll tell the drone when to stop going down, when to get the information, then go up to another location.
Okay.
So we think it's a new kind of technology that I think has some real potential in agriculture. Yeah.
For sure. I mean, it's interesting. They're always coming up, always reinventing the wheel, and farmers are the most innovative people around. And this is a Southern Minnesota concept.
Right. It's a Winnebago, Minnesota company called Aker, A-K-E-R. And they're very interested in seeing, they have this concept of what it can do. But they want to really come to the university and say, can you do some research and see what it really can do and compare it to ground truth data?
Yeah. Well, all the universities test varieties of crops, I guess. And you've been doing precision ag and drone and fixed wing research for a number of years. I guess this is right up your alley.
It is, yeah. And I enjoy doing it. And it's a great opportunity.
Yeah. So AKER, I'm not sure if they're fully functional yet. This is something brand new.
Yeah, it's a startup company, a limited liability company, that they are doing some work already. Like I said, they're using drones and some manned aircraft to collect imagery, and then using apps to deliver that out to the grower, so they can see. They're basically looking for anomalies. Actually, this year they flew about 100,000 acres in the southern part of the United States, dealing with dicamba drift.
Yeah, any epiphanies there?
No, well, I don't know, but a lot of issues, and everybody's waiting to see what the impact is on yield, and they're doing the same thing. They're collecting the information, for the companies and for the farmers, both. They're just out there collecting imagery, and I'm sure if you talk to the agronomists, they're going to say just because you see a little damage on the soybean plant doesn't mean that there's a reduction in yield. Now, theoretically and intuitively, we think it is, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, all right. John Nowatzky, NDSU Ag System Bioengineer, thank you much for the research you do. This is kind of fun.
It is. Thank you, and thanks for the time.
You bet.